A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adunuju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I have a leading from the Almighty God to make certain declarations of the things He is set to do in our lives as year 2023 is gradually winding to a close. God is opening heavens upon you today, this first working day of the week. Heaven will open upon you for divine abundance in the precious name of Jesus. Our meditation is taken from the book of Luke, chapter number 15, reading from verse number 8. The Bible says, "Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost.' And the Lord has instructed me to declare to you that what is missing in your life and in your destiny shall be found this very week." God is reopening closed cases. And when a closed case is reopened, what is missing shall be found. Whatever it is that your life, that your destiny has missed or is missing, or what is lost that has caused a particular door or case to be closed against you, the word of God is that that missing thing shall be found. That thing that you lost shall be found. And the finding of this lost thing or missing thing will cause a closed door to be reopened, will cause a closed case to be reopened. This is what God is said to do. Be attentive, dear listener. Whatever it is that your destiny has been missing or that your destiny has lost since the beginning of this year, it shall be found and be added back to your life this week in the name of Jesus. That missing file will be found. The document you have been searching for, you have been looking for, it will be found this week. This is the word of the Lord. And I'd like you to please tear up your faith and believe. It doesn't matter that you have given up concerning that document. It doesn't matter that you have given up concerning that particular file. The word of God is saying it shall be found this very week. And God is not a man that he should lie. He is not the son of a man that he should repent. I'd like you to hold on tightly to this word. Believe it, expect it, anticipate it, and God will make it happen. Your missing file shall be found. A sister was believing God for promotion in her place of work, but for many years she was stagnated. Her promotion was not coming. As a matter of fact, her file was missing. Her file could no longer be found. And she remained on this position for about 12 years. And then it came to pass one particular day, there was a reshuffling. Our boss was removed from the office, and then a new boss came. And when this new boss came, he decided that the office should be thoroughly renovated. And there was a particular store where junks were kept. As they were taking out things from this room, the new boss said the rug on the floor should be removed. And as they removed this rug, this missing file was found hid under the rug. An enemy of this sister's promotion must have done this. The file was hidden under the rug. And so when this new boss saw this file, and then she looked at the file and the dutifulness, the diligence of this lady, he instructed that her promotion be backdated 12 years and everything she had missed in entitlement, in bonuses for 12 years, everything was compounded together and paid to her. Her missing file was found. Her closed case was reopened. God is asking me to tell you that your missing file shall be found, that your closed case shall be reopened. That missing document shall be found. Whatever it is that you have lost, it shall be found this week. And for someone, before this month is over, before this year is over, that very important thing that you have lost shall be found in the name of Jesus. Your asset shall be found. You borrowed it, but you lost it. but it shall be found. God of heaven, whose mighty hand searched out and located the axe head in the belly of the water, we cause that thing missing in your life to be found and be restored to you in the name of Jesus. The second thing God will do before this year is over for you is that you will be remembered where you have been forgotten. The butler who forgot Joseph remembered him. In verse number 9 of Genesis chapter 41, the Bible says, then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day. The butler remembered Joseph, and he considered it an offense, a fault, that he had forgotten this young man who interpreted his dream while he was in prison. And so he remembered Joseph, and he mentioned him to Pharaoh. And God is asking me to tell you that you will be remembered where you have been forgotten. Get set for divine remembrance. This is what God is set to do. God, don't forget, is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. The God of heaven will make it happen. You will be remembered where you have been forgotten. You will be patronized. Those who have forgotten you will come back to you. Those you helped some years back or sometimes ago who have not repaid your kindness, they will be compelled to remember you. Remember King Ahasuerus. He forgot Mordecai, who did him good. He forgot completely, but God took his sleep from him, caused him to be worried until he remembered Mordecai and blessed him. That person you have done something for will be compelled to remember you. Every benefactor who has forgotten you will be compelled to remember you and to bless you. Get set for divine remembrance. Where you have been forgotten, you will be remembered in the name of Jesus. What again is God set to do in our lives this end of the year season? Number 3, he said, your helpers will locate you for help. God will raise helpers for you who will locate you. There is someone who is being located. Help is looking around for you. That help will locate you. Helpers will locate you. Help will locate you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is sending help. God is sending helpers in different dimensions. He's sending men in the form of angels, and he's sending angels in the form of men. The intention of God is that you be helped this end of the year season. So help is coming for you. If you believe that, I'd like you to say it where you are. Help is coming for me. Help is on the way for you. That help will get to you, and you will not miss it in the precious name of Jesus. What again is God set to do this end of the year season in our lives? Your business, your career, your finances will witness revival. There will be a revival of your business, a revival in your career, a revival in your finances. Your career will witness such revival that you will record the results, the testimonies, the profits that you have never recorded before. Someone is recording results he has never recorded since year 2023 started. There will be a compound blessing. Your blessings will be compounded, and God will deliver all to you. The results you will record this month, this end of the year season, will be bigger than all that you have recorded since the year started, in the precious name of Jesus. What again is God set to do? God is set to open closed doors. Doors already closed will open. Where they have told you that it is over, they will invite you that you can come back again. Where they have told you that the door is closed, they will open doors for you again. Where they have said it is too late, it cannot work again, God is going to ensure that they will invite you to come back and do it again. There will be an opening of closed doors. God means to do this in your life, and he will make it happen for you. Already closed doors will be opened for you again. The admission process that has ended, they will reopen it because of you. So there will be a reopening of closed doors, closed matters, closed cases because of you. What again will God do? Finally, God said, everything dead will come back to life. whatever it is that is dead in and around your life, your destiny, your family, your business is coming back to life. God is bringing life back to those things that may be dead by the power of his Spirit in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my missing document be found. Let my missing file be found in the name of Jesus. That thing that is missing in my life, that thing that I have lost, let it be found in the name of Jesus. Let it be brought back to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let me be remembered where I have been forgotten. Let my benefactors who have forgotten me remember me in the name of Jesus. My Father, this is my prayer, that the benefactors who have forgotten me will be compelled to remember me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let closed doors open for me this week. Let closed doors open for me in the name of Jesus. And my Father and my God, this is my prayer, that closed doors, already closed doors, will open for me in the name of Jesus. Let closed doors open. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, according to the word that is gone forth, your missing file, your missing document shall be found in the name of Jesus. I pray your benefactor will remember you. You will be divinely remembered in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. Closed cases concerning you, closed doors will be reopened in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will give you unprecedented harvest and result, that he will give you blessings and result that will be bigger than all that you have recorded since the year started in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening, 5:30 p.m., as we continue our 12 days of prayer and fasting. It promises to be explosive. This is day 11. Don't miss it. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.